FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
Hello, this is Christine. This is FCUM Radio News for January 15th, 2014. Recording at North City Library in Harper Hay. Here are the headlines.
Thank you, Christine. Today's headlines are: suspended police officer cleared, work on Manchester's new Metrolink line due to start, event in memory of Syrian doctor, new documentary in honour of United Saviour, United transfer speculation increases, and United through to the next round of the Dudson Cup.
FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Police officer found not guilty of misconduct by a jury. The officer, who was accused of helping a known dangerous criminal escape capture while his fellow officers were out looking for him. The events took place in 2012 after the shooting of two female officers in Hyde. He remains suspended from duties and could still face being sacked from the force.
Work has started on the new second cross Metrolink through the heart of the city. The 165 million second city crossing planned finish date is early 2017. The first stages are on site preparing to divert underground gas and utility pipes to clear way for construction. In other Metrolink news, buses will prepare tram services between Rochdale Railway Station and Central Park for 9 days while Metrolink makes the finishing touches to the new Oldham line.
The life of orthopaedic surgeon Abbas Khan, who died in a Syrian prison in December, will be celebrated this Friday night at the British Muslim Heritage Centre on College Road in Whalley Range. Dr. Khan was detained by the Syrian government whilst on a trip to help victims of the Syrian civil war. More than 100,000 people have been imprisoned by the government of Bashar al-Assad since 2011, and campaigners are planning to use the memorial to raise the plight of prisoners languishing in squalid conditions and open to abuse. The event will take place between 8 and 10 p.m. on Friday. For further information, email britishsyrians@gmail.com.
Cumbria Television, an independent production company, are to make a documentary about the man who saved United. The film focuses on James W. Gibson, who rescued the club from bankruptcy on December the 19th, 1931. Mr. Gibson saved the club against all the odds, then developed and rebuilt it after Old Trafford was heavily bombed in the Second World War. The club supported the project, allowing much of it to be shot inside the stadium, and includes interviews with remaining relatives. Directed by journalist, filmmaker and lifelong United fan Gary Robinson, it is hoped this documentary will make people aware of this fascinating journey. It will be broadcast on February the 9th on community channels available on Freeview Channel 87, continually between 2 and 8 a.m.
Recent speculation linking Manchester United with some of Europe's top players has intensified this week after pictures emerged of David Moyes watching Juventus cruise to a 4-1 victory over Calgary on Sunday before he travelled to the southwest of France to watch Paris Saint-Germain beat Bordeaux 3-1 in the semi-final of the French League Cup on Tuesday evening. Paul Pogba is one of the players Moyes was watching. The French international has been linked with a sensational return to Old Trafford after he left on a free transfer in 2012. Juve's Director General, Beppe Morata, has made it clear Juve won't sell Pogba, meaning United could have to meet the £40 million release clause Pogba reportedly has in his contract with the Italian giants.
SC United are through to the fourth round of the Dudson Cup after beating Ossett Town 2-1 with goals from Giggs and Norton. After the match, Steve Wood spoke to manager Carl Margeson.
I don't think that game's going to win many prizes for a quality of football, but as a cup tie, end to end.
Had everything, and disappointing really with the referee decision to send Rodri off, because I think, well, I saw the old incident, and he didn't. He's not done anything. Mm. He's done anything. All he's done is try to get his body in front of a lad who's got to have a go at Sergio. You know, which is so that's really disappointing in that respect, because you know that ended up putting us under the cosh. And you know, one thing that came out of it was again the spirit that we've mentioned on many occasions before.
I was going to say that second half, back to the wall, Joe. And to come away and get the winner, obviously, but all ten players, well, 11 players, if you, well, 10 players on the pitch, they're saying, I outfield. you can't fault any one of them for the effort they put in.
You know, you think about it, Jerome played 90 minutes on Saturday. He's played over an hour today. Chris Worsley, not played for 3 months. Sergio, you know, he's been lacking game time. And, you know, I thought they were brilliant to a man.
Absolutely. And like you said, to break away and get them. You bring on the. So we were saying at half time that you. Just to calm things down, you brought Norts on, and but he popped up with the winner.
Yeah, I just thought that we needed to have a threat up top. I thought we could still cause them problems, kind of cut us down in the way of options in respect of offering us any width. But the work rate that the midfield put in enabled us to get a chance, and you know, Norts he'll normally bag so.
I think it's quarter final, so we're stepping into that trophy we've not seen for a few seasons now.
Yeah, you know, I've said that to him. You know, it's a trophy that a lot of clubs probably look at, and not too much disrespect it, but it is a chance to blood players or field players who aren't getting as much game time. You know, and I think it shows the strength of our squad that we can do that and you know, still make the quarter final stage. You know, it's something we want to progress in and as I said to him in there, the way that I'll be thinking, it's better than training.
Absolutely. Get midweek games going, save doing a kick about at Nichols, I suppose. And so, yeah.
You know, especially when I put the balls away and they have to run.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure they'd rather play.
I'm finally looking forward to Whitby on Saturday. Obviously, a few players out injured and suspended and cup tied tonight. So, what's the situation with obviously Adam Jones is back?
Judge Jones will be available. Dean Stott will be available again. Charlie Reglin, who had to go off, will have to assess that on Thursday, but hopefully that'll be okay. Tom Davies will still be suspended, and you know that's it really. We've got a strong and healthy squad at Touchwood at the moment. Obviously, you've got your long termers like Spenner. Hopefully, Charlie will be okay. But you know, it's a healthy squad, and it gives me plenty of headaches, but very good ones.
Absolutely. We'll see you on Saturday.
Cheers.
Cheers, Gil.
Ryan Giggs' former restaurant, Milan, has now been revamped as George's. Now named after an architect, George Gilbert, the restaurant has more of a varied menu created by the head chef, Andrew Parker, consisting of classic British dishes and grill specialities. Ryan Giggs is planning an invite-only launch bash later this month to celebrate the new look. He has even picked a date to tie in with United fixtures, should any of his mates like to attend.
That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. Now for the weather. Over to H.
And now the weather. We'll look outside, and that's Manchester for you. Today is quite sunny, actually.